could have been anywhere in the world, but you're here with us. We appreciate that.
I am Seth Peterson.
I am Debbie Hedren.
I'm Rhonda Schwartz.
I'm Josh Roberts.
This is Jesslyn Gilson.
Hello, I'm Victor Webster.
Hi, this is Charlotte Ross.
Hi, this is Ed Begley Jr.
What's up, you guys? This is AJ from the Backstreet Boys.
Hi, this is Shannon Elizabeth, and you're listening to Talkin' Pets.
Talkin' Pets.
And you're listening to Talkin' Pets.
Talkin' Pets.
Talkin' Pets.
With John Patch.
John Patch.
You're listening to Talkin' Pets with John Patch.
Hello, America, and welcome to Talkin' Pets with your host, John Patch. Join John and his expert guests with all of your pet questions, concerns, comments, and stories. Now it's time for Talkin' Pets with your host, John Patch.
And welcome to Talkin' Pets, heard coast to coast on your favorite radio station. This is Talkin' Pets. And I'm John Patch. Joining us from East West Animal Hospital out of Lutz, Florida is
Dr. Linda Register.
Here to answer your medical questions and your behavior questions about your pets at 818-818-6401. When you call into that number, you'll speak with Sydney and she'll put you on the air with us. That's 818-818-6401. The show is produced here at the farm by
Lexi Adams.
Thank you, Lexi. And brought to you by, of course, Vitacraft. There is no better way to bond with your pet than with a special treat. And that special treat is called Lickin' Lap by Vitacraft. It's a 5-pack saucy terrine snack full of a creamy paste that your cats will fall in love with. By the way, you can actually find those treats at vitacraft.us. You can get them also in your pet stores or at walmart.com. And don't forget about Good Pets Foods, supplements and treats giving your dog a healthier life. Enter the code word PETS in the promo box and get 10% off at goodpetsfoods.com. Don't forget you can watch us on Facebook Live at Talkin' Pets Radio. This is Talkin' Pets.
Monday afternoon, and all the little rooms have emptied out. It's quiet now in our city town, and all the busy streets have sunk into the sea. Everyone has fled, now it's just you and me. But we don't need the noise, 'cause we have all the words that we say. We'll put away your toys on this Labor Day.
And you're listening to Talkin' Pets. Once again, I'm John Patch.
And Dr. Linda Register.
I'm Lexi Adams.
Pick up the phone. We want to talk to you, of course, about your pets. Dr. Linda's in the house, so we're open to your medical and your behavior questions about your pets at 818-818-6401. Don't forget you can watch us on Facebook Live at Talkin' Pets Radio. Dr. Linda, how are you?
That's a loaded question right now, and you know it.
I know it, but America doesn't know it.
It's a loaded question, y'all.
You didn't get your food order. Let's just put it out there.
No, I did not get my food order and took forever to get a hold of somebody, and yeah, I am not happy.
But that's the way the world is, though.
Not to mention, when it comes to like these AI assistants like Google and Alexa and all that, oh, they're all dumb as can be.
Well, technology. So
I got this. I cussed at my Google on the way in because I was trying to text you letting you know I was on my way over. And it's like, who do you want to call? Who do you want to call? And I kept saying it and it came up on the screen. And yeah, so I cussed her out. And then I got this long dissertation about why I should not be cussing her out, Google out. Well, if you would have had it right, I wouldn't be cussing you out. Now, would I?
But that's the biggest thing, though. I mean, when you call something these days, it's like you always have to go through a voicemail from you know where. I miss the days where you call and someone picks up the phone. And, you know, not to get on anything beyond pets or whatever, but I think there would be more jobs filled if people were actually hired to answer phones and take your calls.
Well, one of the local referral hospitals I call, their voicemail system is horrendous. And oftentimes I'm in this loop. And after the third time, I've got the number of some of the people I need to talk to, and one of them happens to be the medical director there, and he's the one I often call the most to consult on cases. He's one of the internists. So I'm like, yeah, I try going through normal channels, but I was in you know, the seventh ring of Dante's Inferno. I need to talk to you about this. Call me when you can. So, yeah. So, and I tell them many times, I'm just happy to get someone to pick up the phone.
I love when someone picks up the phone, because especially when I'm flustered, because this way I can talk to them and explain what I'm looking for.
Well,
I mean, you know,
but with my lab, they kind of have a menu too. Like you do, you know, several menus, and one of them is like, if you need help interpreting the results, if you need help determining how to treat. You know, well, I need help interpreting so I can figure out how to treat. Aren't they kind of the same thing linked together? I don't think they're separate things.
Well, that again, that's just the way the world is. But at your clinic, do you deal with different labs when you send stuff out, or do you just go through one lab?
We go through one main one, but there's other things that go to different places. So our titers go to one place.
Okay,
they
so,
go to a
so
university.
People understand in English language because you're a doctor.
Titers are titers. A normal word, though.
Not really.
In the medical field, they are.
I don't know.
In the medical
field. I guess I'm in the medical field,
right.
Too.
Yeah, you're in the medical field, too.
You both are in the medical field. So for that aspect of people who are not, what would titers
Titers are a test that you do to check to see how much antibodies a living creature has to a particular infectious agent.
You can tell if you've had vaccines and things like that.
Or have been exposed to a particular disease.
From titers. Mm-hmm.
From titers, okay. Yes.
Is that common? Will you, like if someone's coming in and you're going to take blood work on a dog or a cat or whatever, that you will automatically, is that what it's called? Is it a titers test?
Mm-hmm. It's a titers test.
So mm-hmm. Is that what you normally take every time an animal comes in, or is it
no,
specific?
It's a specific test and a specific time.
Okay.
And so we do titers for distemper, parvo, and dogs, and Khaleesi virus and feline distemper in cats. And it's when they're, you know, when it's time for them to be vaccinated again. So it's to determine, do they really need the booster or not? Because the label duration of immunity for those vaccines have worn off, according to the manufacturer. But biologically, they may not need it. So, but most of my lab stuff does go to one lab just because it's easier, because they have a standard pickup time and I get all the results online, and I can email the results to my clients with explanation and treatment plans and so stuff.
Are most labs actually, are they capable of dealing with all different kinds of tests?
Or, yeah. Or well, there's two.
Because like when you go to a doctor, for instance, nowadays, even with your vet. I mean, the vet will say, okay, it's an eye issue. You're going to go to an ophthalmologist for your dog.
There's specialists and stuff, but as far as labs, there's two main national labs that basic stuff will be sent to. Yes, they do specialty tests. Sometimes the labs themselves do it. Sometimes they send it to a particular university. It all depends on what the test is. And, you know, in some cases, we'll go through our lab for some of the specialty tests. Other times, we'll send it directly. Sometimes it depends on cost, because the more hands it goes through, the higher the cost is.
Okay. So, how often do you recommend a dog? We'll go with a dog on this one. How often would you recommend a test to be done on a dog, like a blood test? Maybe checking titers or whatever.
That depends. Now, titers is totally different. Basic wellness blood work, I recommend every 6 months for dogs and cats.
Every 6 months?
Every 6 months.
So can something actually really go wrong within a six-month period? That they?
100%. I've seen it go wrong in a month. I've seen it go wrong in 3 months. Yes, it absolutely can.
Okay.
And even if it comes back normal, when the pet does come in sick for something, we have normals.
You have a baseline.
Actually, hopefully we have several baselines. And so if there is something of concern, even if it's, quote, normal, there may be an indication that there's something we need to take care of with that particular patient.
Okay. Well, once again, if you've got a question, and by the way, we have a special guest going to be joining us at the bottom of the hour. That means around the 30 minutes after they'll be coming on, and we're going to be talking with them. And actually, stay tuned for it, because we'll be talking about tapeworms with Elanco. So Dr. Elise Kelly, the veterinarian there, the senior regional consulting veterinarian with Elanco Animal Health, will be joining us for about 10 minutes and telling us about how to deal with tapeworms with your dogs. So stay tuned for that. I'm John Patch.
And Dr. Linda Register.
I'm Lexi Adams.
Talking Pets.
Monday afternoon, and all the little rooms have emptied out. It's quiet now.
Hello, pet lovers. If you're a cat mommy or a cat daddy like I am, you want to check out Vitacraft. They add to its signature snack for cats with Lickin' Lap. It's a smooth jelly and meaty gravy. Both products come in chicken and salmon varieties, and also in individual, easy-to-serve tubes sold as a five-pack that allow pet parents to try a new product without a big investment. They work as an in-between meal, treat, or as a delicious training tool. If you're trying to get your cats to do things that you don't think they can do, this will definitely help. Or a saucy food topper if your cats are real finicky about eating their food, especially, of course, the dry food. It's available online, in pet stores, and you can find it in Walmart stores as well. And don't forget to visit their website, vitacraft.us.
Hi, everyone. If you've been injured in an accident that was not your fault, listen up. We have legal professionals standing by to answer your questions for free. Call now and find out if you have a case and how much it's potentially worth. Call 800-745-9090. I'm here with spokesman John Wolf. So, John, tell everyone listening who should call right now.
Well, Maria, first off, thank you for having me here. It's always nice to answer the listeners' questions. Now, as far as who should call in, anyone who's been injured in an accident and think you deserve compensation, give us a call right now, 800-745-9090. You'll find out if you have a case and how much it's potentially worth.
Thanks, John. You heard it, folks. Take advantage of this opportunity and call now, 800-745-9090.
Advertisement sponsored by Legal Help Center may not be available in all states.
Are you ready to make a difference for the environment while helping the visually impaired at the same time? Then donate your vehicle to Heritage for the Blind today by calling 800-785-9618. Every donated vehicle will either be properly recycled in an eco-friendly manner or given a new life through reuse. Donating your vehicle is easy. Simply call 1-800-785-9618 and Heritage for the Blind will do the rest. They'll even arrange for your vehicle to be picked up at no cost to you. And for a limited time, when you donate your car, you'll receive a $200 restaurant voucher and a two-night, three-day hotel stay at one of 50 locations. Call 800-785-9618 right now to schedule your tax-deductible vehicle donation and make a positive impact on the environment while helping others. Heritage for the Blind, where every car donation counts and every person makes a difference. Call 1-800-785-9618 now.
Attention pet lovers. Try Greska's Carbon 60, a revolutionary pet supplement designed to keep your furry friends at their very best. It's packed with powerful antioxidants. Greska's Carbon 60 supports your pet's immune system, joint health, and vitality. Now, whether you have a playful pup or a seasoned senior, give them the gift of wellness with Greska's Carbon 60. Visit our website at c60.com. That's the letter C, the number 60.com, or call 720-600-6040. You can learn more and order today. Your pets deserve the best, so give them Greska's Carbon 60, because a healthier pet means a happier you. Go to C60.com or call 720-600-6040. C60.com or 720-600-6040.
Namibia has announced that it will cull 723 wild animals to feed parts of its population as it grapples with its worst drought in 100 years. In a statement, Namibia's Ministry of Environment, Forestry and Tourism said a total of 733 animals are set to be culled: 30 hippos, 60 buffalo, 50 impalas, 100 blue wildebeest, 300 zebras, 83 elephants, and 100 elands. The culling will be done by professional hunters and safari outfitters in national parks and communal areas with sustainable game numbers, where the population is exceeding available grazing and water resources. The culling is expected to produce tens of thousands of kilos of game meat, the announcement said, which the Namibian government's drought relief program will allocate to people struggling with food insecurity. With a severe drought situation in the country, human and wildlife, conflicts are expected to increase if no interventions are made. This exercise is necessary and is in line with our constitutional mandate, where our natural resources are used for the benefit of Namibian citizens. Additionally, the culling will assist in reducing the negative impact of drought on the conservation of wild animals in both our national parks and communal areas. Nearly half of Namibia's population, 48%, some 1.4 million people, is currently experiencing acute food insecurity. That's according to a July report by the United Nations. 84% of Namibia's food resources are already exhausted, and nearly half of the population is expected to experience high levels of food insecurity between July and September. The animals that will be culled are located in Namibia's Namib, Naluk, Mangetti, Mwambwada, Mudmudu, and Nikasa Wupara National Parks, according to the Ministry of Environment, Forestry, and Tourism announcement. You're listening to Talkin' Pets. Join us on Facebook Live at Talkin' Pets Radio. I'm John Patch.
You know just what to say. Things that scare me, I should just walk away. But I can't move my feet. The more that I know you, the more I want to. Something inside me's changed. I was so much younger yesterday. Oh, I didn't know that I was starving till I looked at you. Don't need no butterflies when you give me the total.
You know, it's interesting. There's like endangered species acts, and some of those animals that I mentioned, like elephants and so on and so forth, and rhinos, are basically protected until it comes to the point of food. And so they're going to kill 733 approximately wild animals to feed Namibia people. So where does that end? Well, once that food goes, and they're going to need more.
Yeah, well, here's the other concern, because poaching in Africa in general is very big business. So
True.
Is poaching going to go up because it, you know, I don't think some of these animals are necessarily animals that they normally eat. Some of them are, some of them aren't. But if they get some of the more exotic meat, is that going to promote more poaching? Is my concern.
It just seems very odd to me. I mean, we're at a point now where something needs to be done. There's so much disease out there, and now we have the EEE, which...
That's been around forever, honestly.
But now it's become to a point where they said they have no cure for it. Two men have died.
There's never been a cure for it. It's a virus.
Well, that's what I mean.
There's never been a cure. There's never been a cure for...
But why would it have come... It's the Eastern Equine Encephalitis. Two people died. and a young man, I think, don't quote me on the age, but I want to say 18, 19, is paralyzed for life from a mosquito. And you know as well as I do, with all the floods that we're having and the mm-hmm. rains that we're having, that means there's more mosquitoes out there.
Mm-hmm. And that's why horses are vaccinated every year for EEE, WEE, West Nile.
I think there was a rodeo. I think we have a story on that coming up. But there was a rodeo where all of the horses, like 40 horses, died. I think because of the mosquitoes. And when you see stuff like that, and, you know, you got West Nile virus, mm-hmm. which, you know, jumping from poultry to cattle. Now cats are carrying it, and then people are in
That's
it.
Not West Nile. West Nile is by mosquitoes. That's the flu. Bird flu.
But that's like it jumped from one to another to mm-hmm. another. So they say, according to what they do say, I don't know if it's true or not, but and I think you would call it a zoonotic disease, mm-hmm. where it's transferable to humans from an animal. Is that correct?
Or people to animals. Mm-hmm.
But it seems like that's what's happening now. Mm-hmm. Do you think that, why would that be happening?
Most of the flu that we get ends up coming from animals, like swine flu and stuff like that, originally in like Asia, and then mutates, and then it spreads around the world every year. So this is nothing new, really.
But it's getting worse, though. I mean, that's the problem.
The thing is it getting worse, or are we just recognizing... Well, or are we just recognizing and able to diagnose it because we have better technology?
But media puts it out there. There's more media and people with cell phones and internet and so on and so forth. Obviously, there's a lot more to see out there, ways of seeing out there of different things that are going on. But you can't deny the fact that it's getting warmer. And you can't deny the fact that things are going awry, polar ice caps and so on and so forth. Glaciers are melting. Polar bears are dying because basically they have no ice to... relax on, you might say, or hunt on. So they're passing away. And then they're coming into, we've done stories here on the show where they're coming into villages now and attacking people because they want food.
Mm-hmm.
But then we blame it and we take it out on the polar bear because they're hungry just like we are. But then we're going out in Namibia and killing 733 wild animals to feed ourselves.
But on the flip side, and I'm sure this is what the government's going to use, because there's a major drought, yes, they're using the animals to feed them, but some of those animals are going to die because there's not enough water to sustain them either.
Right.
So...
If that's the case.
Shooting them, well, I mean, if there's not enough food for the people, chances are there's not going to be enough food for many of those animals, too, especially on the lower food chain, that, you know, the herbivores. If there's no forage, they're not going to be able to sustain themselves. And so having them shot, you know, more or less humanely is better than having them die of thirst.
But don't you think maybe if we had more farmers that were doing crops and everything? Because you don't eat a lot of meat, do you? You're just chicken Mm-mm. and...
Fish and fowl. That's all I do.
Right. So, and that's kind of where I'm going right now. So I'm not doing the beef or anything anymore. There's a lot of things going on. But hey, don't go away. Coming up, we're going to be talking about Elanco and tapeworms. This is Talkin' Pets.
I know you the more I want to. Something inside me's changed. I was so much younger. Today.
Trying to sell your old car? Instead, donate your vehicle to Heritage for the Blind. Pickup is free and your donation is tax deductible. Just call 1-800-785-9618. Heritage for the Blind accepts cars, vans, trucks, and boats, whether they run or not. Call right now and receive a free gift. Call 1-800-785-9618. Donate your car today. That's 1-800-785-9618.
There's no better way to bond with your cats than with a special treat. Lick and Lap by Vitacraft is a healthy 5-pack saucy taurine snack full of a creamy paste that your cats are going to love. Free from artificial colors, flavors, and preservatives, it's the perfect snack between meals. Lick and Lap is available at Walmart, your local pet stores, and, of course, on their website at vitacraft.us.
I lost about 20 pounds in 30 days, and you can too, by adding a few simple secrets to your diet, and then watch the weight melt off. I found a unique product that helped me and can help you lose weight as well. And all you need to do to learn more is to text a number we're about to give you. Again, if you want to learn some new secrets to lose weight and keep it off, text the keyword FAT100 to 866-313-2215. Again, text FAT100 to 866-313-2215. And we'll send a link to your smartphone with more details about the product and how you can order. Okay, so if you're ready to lose 20 pounds in 30 days, text the keyword FAT100 to 866-313-2215. Again, text the keyword FAT100, 866-313-2215. 866-313-2215.
A tragic incident occurred off the coast of Jamaica on Monday, August 26, 2024, when a 16-year-old Jamari Reed was killed in a suspected shark attack. Jamari is a resident of Falmouth in the parish of Trelawney, had gone out to sea early in the morning to spear fish alone, a common activity for locals in the region. His failure to return prompted concern, and later that day, his mutilated body was discovered by a fisherman near Falmouth Fishing Village, sparking a wave of grief and shock throughout the community. The teenager's body was reportedly found with significant injuries, including the decapitation and the loss of his left arm, both of which are consistent with shark attacks. Authorities and experts have suggested that a tiger shark known for aggressive behavior may have been responsible. The Jamaican Constabulary Force confirmed that the remains were identified as Jamari's and indicated that the attack likely occurred shortly after he entered the water. The incident has raised concerns among local fishermen and residents who are now more cautious when venturing into the waters. Shark attacks in Jamaica are rare, but the region's proximity to deeper waters where sharks are more likely found makes such incidents possible. The Jamaican government has not issued a formal warning, but local authorities are advising caution for those engaging in activities like spearfishing and diving in the area. Jamari's death is a stark reminder of the potential dangers of the ocean, even for experienced individuals. While the exact circumstances leading to the attack remain unclear, experts suggest that factors such as time of day, water conditions, and the presence of fish, which attract sharks, may have contributed to the tragedy. The community of Falmouth is now mourning the loss of a young life taken too soon, with local leaders calling for increased awareness and education about the risks of marine activities. As the investigation continues, many are left to grapple with the devastating impact of this event, which is cast a long shadow over what is typically a peaceful coastal town. In the aftermath of the attack, discussions about safety measures, including potential shark deterrence and monitoring, have emerged as residents seek to prevent such a tragedy from happening again. While no concrete plans have been announced, the incident has undoubtedly sparked a conversation about the balance between enjoying Jamaica's natural beauty and ensuring the safety of its people. Visit TalkingPets.com for more news and join us on Facebook at Talking Pets Radio. I'm Dr. Linda Register.
Welcome back to Talking Pets. You know, 95% of dog owners report behaviors that put their pets at risk for intestinal worms. Tapeworm is a common but preventable issue for dogs and cats and can be passed on to humans as well. Joining us now is Dr. Elise Kelly, a senior regional consulting veterinarian with Elanco Animal Health. She graduated from Eastern Illinois University with a Bachelor of Science degree in zoology and chemistry minor, and earned her DVM from Ross University School of Veterinary Medicine. She practiced in Blue Springs, Missouri for 9 years before joining Elanco in May of 2015. Since joining Elanco, Dr. Kelly had the opportunity to train intensely and speak on topics including parasitology, pain management, and immunology. She has given over 300 presentations, and spoken at continuing education events, including Kansas City's Frostbite and the Missouri Veterinary Medical Association Conference. Dr. Kelly is fear-free elite, compassion fatigue, and human-animal bond certified, and sits on the board of directors for the Kansas City Pet Project. She currently resides near Kansas City, Missouri, with her husband, two children, a sheep-a-doodle, cat, and two goats. In her spare time, you might find her cheering for the Kansas City Chiefs, boating, hiking, or even traveling with her family. I want to welcome onto the program right now Dr. Elise Kelly.
Hi, thank you so much, John. And in addition to, you know, everything you said, I'm a mom and obviously a dog owner, too. I think you mentioned that. So happy to be here today to talk about tapeworms.
It's great to have you on with us. And a sheep-a-doodle, huh? Half sheepdog, half
sheep-a-doodle,
poodle?
Yes. I think half Old English sheepdog, half poodle. Yes, I think doodles might be taking over the world.
I think they are, too. I'm hearing more and more of them on my show here, Talking Pets. So I got to ask you, a lot of people are concerned about worms. And so what is echinococcus, if I'm close with that, and what is zoonotic disease?
Great question. So echinococcus is a species of tapeworm, and it is zoonotic, meaning that it can be transferred from wildlife or our own pet dogs directly to people, can be potentially deadly in people. And this is very close to my own heart because I found echinococcus tapeworms in my own backyard.
You know, you can tell you're a veterinarian because it's so easy for you to say echinococcus. And I got it right that time, didn't I?
You did. Good job.
Sounds good. So where do dogs encounter like intestinal worms? How would they get them?
They can actually encounter intestinal worms in a variety of different places, and simply taking your dog for a walk, if your dog drinks from a pond or at the local dog park or a puddle, and in the case of echinococcus, your dog eating grass or dirt in their own backyard could put them at risk.
So is it common, actually, for intestinal worms? And how serious are they for our dogs? And I would imagine cats as well, right?
Potentially for cats, but we don't think that cats are very suitable hosts for echinococcus tapeworms. Now, with specific respect to echinococcus, we don't really have great prevalence data right now, but there is ongoing research being done, and experts are now saying that we are diagnosing more pet dogs than ever with echinococcus tapeworms, and we do know that we're seeing the spread of echinococcus to new parts of the U.S. that we've never seen before.
So I got to ask you, too, on tapeworms, like, so how do they spread, and what are the signs and symptoms? What will your dogs actually go through?
Yeah, there's a couple of common ways that tapeworms can be spread from dogs to people. The most common is, as veterinarians, we call fecal-oral, which sounds very disgusting, but let me give you an example here. If my 13-year-old son takes our dog outside and my dog does what dogs like to do, rolls in something really stinky, and that something stinky happens to be poop from a fox or a coyote or even another dog that's been infected with echinococcus tapeworms, then my son goes to pet the dog and steps inside and eats a snack without washing his hands. That's a very simple but, you know, common way that my son could become infected with echinococcus, taking that tapeworm very quickly from ick to sick.
So, like, what are some of the signs of echinococcus? I mean, what would happen to your child or a person, or even for that matter, your dog?
With dogs, they're not always clinical signs readily available. Dogs may have things like vomiting, diarrhea, or a change in their appetite, but oftentimes they won't have any clinical symptoms or signs of echinococcus tapeworms. And with echinococcus, the parasite eggs that we normally see in dog feces with tapeworms are so tiny that you really don't see them with the naked eye. So you may not even know that your dog is infected with echinococcus tapeworms. Now, with people, it can be a lot more serious. The infection can actually form cysts within the lungs, the liver, or even the brain of people, and that can take several years to actually grow.
Wow. That's pretty scary. That's like a horror story. How big do these worms get, the tapeworms?
They can get pretty long, to be honest with you. I don't know what the longest documented tapeworm in history is, but, you know, very scary parasites. And, you know, important to understand, like we've already talked about, how these parasites are transmitted and then what we can do to help keep our dogs safe and us safe as well.
Okay, so I got to ask you this question. I've heard about it, and people have joked about it. I'm sure you heard the little joke that, oh, maybe in order for me to lose weight, I need to get a tapeworm. Does that hold?
That's a really interesting question, and, you know, it's a little bit out of my area of expertise being a pet health veterinarian, but I can tell you that, again, if people do become infected with a tapeworm, it's, you know, it's not a joking matter. It is very serious, and echinococcus can potentially be deadly in people.
Good to know. Very good to know, actually, because I hear the joke all the time, and I don't put any, like, truth to it or anything like that, but I did want to put that out there so people are aware of the fact that a tapeworm is very dangerous.
Absolutely.
So how can you protect your family and pets from intestinal worms?
There are really three key things that are important with regards to echinococcus. Wash your hands very frequently and thoroughly, especially after contact with your dog and before eating. If you can, try to keep your dog from eating any rodents like rats or mice. And then the most important thing to protect your dog is to make sure they're taking a monthly parasite control product that deworms specifically for tapeworms. Now, I give our family dog, our Sheepadoodle, Interceptor Plus. And Interceptor Plus has praziquantel in it, which will do the deworming for echinococcus and three other species of tapeworms. It also contains milbomycin oxime, which is a heartworm preventative, and will deworm for hookworms, roundworms, and whipworms, other common intestinal worms that we see in dogs. Now, this is a prescription product, so as always, make sure that you talk to your veterinarian before starting your dog on any prescription medication.
So when you had mentioned the washing the hands, is it better to wash your hands with an antibacterial soap, or would normal soap work just as well?
Honestly, any type of soap is fine. The most important thing is that we are trying to wash those eggs, those parasite eggs, off of our hands. So the whole just kind of scrubbing process and rinsing process is the most important thing there to try to limit the transmission from our dogs to us.
So, Dr. Kelly, where can people go to learn more about what we just talked about and even more, and especially about Elanco and what they offer?
If you think that your dog has been exposed to tapeworms, or, you know, like you said, if you just want to learn more about tapeworms, you can visit interceptorplus.com.
Interceptorplus.com. Sounds good.
You got it.
Dr. Elise Kelly, thank you so much for joining us here on Talkin' Pets and actually informing us about how bad tapeworms can be.
Thank you so much for having me on, John. Have a great day.
You too. That's Dr. Elise Kelly, and you're listening to Talkin' Pets.
He'll come up for the sweet treat, and you can pluck him out. But hey now, why would you want that? Yourself a tapeworm, a tapeworm, funny little friend, he will love you to the end. Tapeworm, you got a tapeworm, what more could you need? What more could you need? What more could you need?
Malaria continues to be a significant public health issue, especially in Africa. In 2022, the World Health Organization estimated 608,000 malaria-related deaths, with 95% of those being traced back to the African region. Working with the Society of Family Health Rwanda and the Rwanda Ministry of Health, SC Johnson, makers of RAID, are bringing health posts that diagnose, treat, and prevent malaria to the most remote areas of Rwanda. Known as Closer to Care, this initiative has led to 76 health posts in the region and brought healthcare to over 1 million people. Since their introduction, Rwandans' average walk time to receive care reduced from 3 hours to 30 minutes, and Rwanda has seen mortality rates decrease 89%. For more than 60 years, SC Johnson has been demonstrating its leadership in insect science research, and for the last decade has specifically focused on preventing mosquito-borne disease with prevention tools that maximize social impact and help strengthen communities. Support the fight against malaria by sharing Closer to Care's mission and amplifying the importance of healthcare access for those who need it most. Sponsored by SC Johnson, makers of RAID.
Do your dogs go nuts when they hear fireworks or during a bad thunderstorm? It's not their fault. They have sensitive ears. You love your dog, and so do we. That's why we developed a perfect solution for your loved pets by eliminating the harmful noise. It's called Doggy Hush, a unique waterproof set of headphones that go over your dog's ears. They're so comfortable, your dog won't even know they're wearing them. And when this happens, your dog will feel and stay safe and stress-free. Go to DoggyHush.com. Enter the promo code we're about to give you for a free special gift. Again, buy Doggy Hush for your dog today and protect your dog's ears from fireworks, thunderstorms, and a lot more harmful noises. Go to DoggyHush.com and enter this promo code. Radio 4. Radio and the number 4. Go to DoggyHush.com right now and enter the promo code Radio 4. Again, that's promo code Radio 4.
The old way of living with diabetes is a pain. You've got to remember to do your testing and always need to stick your fingers to test your blood sugar. The new way to live your life with diabetes is with a continuous glucose monitor. Apply a discrete sensor on your body, and it continuously monitors your glucose levels, helping you spend more time in range and freeing you from painful finger sticks. If you are living with type 1 or type 2 diabetes and you use insulin or have had hypoglycemic events, you might be eligible for a CGM through your insurance benefits. U.S. Med partners with over 500 private insurance companies and Medicare. We offer free shipping, 90-day supplies, and we bill your insurance. Call us today for a free benefits check.
800-989-1361. 800-989-1361. 800-989-1361. That's 800-989-1361.
Hi, everybody. This is Mike Horn, and let me introduce you to a great online supplement store. It's called GetTheTea.com. GetTheTea.com. GetTheTea.com is always passing on deals to their customers because no one should take your health for granted. For the month of July, they've slashed their prices on their Moringa Vision Bundle and their Max Cleanse Bundle. Always check out their front page for the latest sales at GetTheTea.com. Along with their wonderful cleansing teas, they have a great assortment of unique supplement formulations that you'll not find at any store. They carry glucose support, digestive, cardiovascular, weight, and immune support supplements. So what are you waiting for? Go to GetTheTea.com and don't forget to enter the code MikeT, M-I-K-E-T-E-A, for free shipping. GetTheTea.com, MikeT. GetTheTea.com, MikeT.
You order a glass of your favorite Cabernet, fresh asparagus, hollandaise on the side, a filet, medium rare. You unfurl your napkin with a flair, close your eyes, and prepare to listen. Ah, there it is. The sweet music you long to hear. The sizzle. The sizzle of a Ruth's Chris steak.
The most magnificent corn-fed prime beef, broiled to perfection at 1,800 degrees. Some call it a sizzle. We call it an anthem.
As the waiter approaches, you think, is this one mine or that one?
Ruth's Chris Steakhouse. Like Ruth always said, life's too short to eat anywhere else.
Make a reservation online at RuthsChris.com or by calling 800-544-0808.
Ohio woman was arrested after she allegedly killed a cat and began eating the feline in front of her neighbors. I don't even want to read the name now. Alexis Farrell, 27, is charged with injuring animals, prohibitions concerning companion animals, and disorderly conduct. Farrell reportedly stomped on the cat's head to kill the animal before eating it in a residential area in front of multiple people at a housing complex on 13th Street Southeast in Canton, Ohio, the Canton Police Department said, according to Gray News. She was taken into custody on Friday night at 11 p.m. Farrell's initial bond was set at $100,000 during her arraignment, court documents show. Visit TalkingPets.com for more news and join us on Facebook at Talking Pets Radio. I'm Lexi Adams.
Crazy woman walking down the street, breaking all the hearts on every boy she meets. Crazy woman manipulates your mind. Behind every crazy woman, there's a man who made her cry. You tell your friends that I'm so crazy, you could die. You tell the story, but you never tell my side. Ain't no Titanic without mention in the eyes. Let's play a game, who is to blame? You can call your mama, she won't pick up anymore. So many rumors, but let's get down to the core.
So, I gotta say, I think that that woman is more than crazy.
Yeah.
And it's just, I just can't even imagine.
I mean, just killing anything and eating it, like, raw is just...
Well, people eat raw fish, sushi. I don't eat that, but...
Yeah, but there's still more preparation. You don't just take a fish and, like, club it or whatever, or rip its head off and then start eating it.
Bears do. I'm just saying.
That's bears. But that's not what humans do.
But we're supposed to know better. And the thing is like, this woman... like stomped on this poor cat in front of people and then ate it.
Was she on drugs?
I don't know what she was on.
She had to be on something. Yes, she was. It doesn't say it in the story, but people,
but we don't,
makes you wonder.
We don't
normal
know that,
people
though.
Don't do that.
Like, what kind of
no,
drugs
No, normal
is she
people
on?
Don't, but we don't know that she was on drugs. Maybe she really is a crazy woman.
I'll look up the story. I'm sure there's more on it.
There's just like, but I just couldn't imagine. I mean, I've got three rescue cats, and if anybody clubbed them on the head or stomped on them...
Oh, gosh, there's a video.
And Lord forbid...
Is it video of her doing it?
I don't know. I don't want to watch that. It just... That was the first thing that came up when I tried to Google it, was video.
The worst part is that, and now that you said video, probably everybody's Googling it now to see the video of it, and I don't know.
Would
you Google that if that was your cat? No, I wouldn't want to see it. It's bad enough
well,
my neighbors
hopefully it was
got
a stray.
To see it.
Well, I would only Google it if my cat was missing and I needed to know, hey, did she eat my cat? That's the only reason why I would Google
it. But doesn't
Google
it sound weird just coming out of your ears? Did my neighbor eat my cat while it was alive?
Oh, gosh. An Ohio woman faces several charges after investigators say she allegedly killed and ate a cat on Facebook Live.
What is wrong with people? I mean, we're on Facebook Live, but we're not eating
You would
animals.
Think they would take that down immediately once they saw what happened. You know,
that's the thing with Facebook. I mean, things that are okay to put out there, they monitor and bring you down, but
there's
something like that, they let it go out. So, but that's more than animal cruelty.
I don't know. I mean,
it says that the 911 caller can be heard telling dispatchers that she was watching a Facebook Live video of her cousin killing a cat and eating it. The caller also claims Farrell is on drugs. Well, so, like I said, probably very likely.
So, well, the thing is, what kind of drugs? Is she on, like,
meth?
Illicit drugs, or is she on, like... But anti-psychotic drugs,
but
and
drugs
things
are not.
Aren't regulated.
I mean, that's just insane. I don't care if you're on drugs or not. I don't know if how many people, you know, I don't like drugs. I don't do drugs. I've never have done drugs. But, you're always around people that do. But now I'm worried that somebody's going to club me over the head and start eating me. I mean, you just don't know in this world. And for a woman like that, do you want to live next to her?
No.
Exactly.
She needs to be in an institution.
100%. And if it's the drugs that made her do it, then somewhere, charter, but, or whatever, it's out there.
there's more with the drugs that need to be investigated, because if her drug, if she's on antipsychotics and things weren't adjusted well, even more reason for her to be locked up.
You know, don't you have to, like, what's it like at your clinic? Because I know there's been break-ins at veterinarian clinics where there's drugs that people steal because they can use them as whatever. I don't know.
But oh, yeah, you know, like Special K. Yeah. You know, on the street.
But that's things that you use, though, right? Like,
I don't use that as much as I used to. I mean, it is still used. It's used for surgery. It's used for pain management.
Shadow, run.
But honestly, what gets me about these people using, oh, and, you know, now they're using xylazine, which is a horse tranquilizer. And
granted, oh, I did hear about that.
It's used in small animals, too. If people saw these animals on these drugs and how they recovered, they would not take it. It's not pretty sometimes.
Well, apparently that woman there, Alexis, right?
Yeah.
So,
aren't you proud of your name?
Not knock on wood.
It has two L's. It's not with two L's.
No break in at my clinic, but I don't carry a whole lot of stuff. So
yeah, put
I
that
keep,
out there.
I keep what I have limited. So, and you got to find where it is too, because it's kind of hidden.
People will hurt animals to get the drugs too. We had a lady when I worked at a clinic one time that would, I don't know what she did to her dog. Her dog had a prescription for tramadol, mm-hmm. and we saw her go out to the parking lot and take the tramadol.
Yep.
They'll go to different vets
and stuff.
But like that was the stories that came out about a year or 2 years ago that people were doing that.
Yeah,
they were getting prescriptions for their pets and they were taking them.
There's people who have always done that.
That's crazy. So, yeah. Well, I don't know. Once again, thanks for joining us in this hour of Talking Pets. Beware of your neighbors. How's that go? You can always pick your house, but you can't pick your neighbors?
No, your nose. Pick your nose, but you can't pick your friends or whatever.
Well, no, it's the same thing with a house.
You can pick your friends, but not your family.
You can pick your nose, and you can pick your friends, but you can't pick your friends' noses.
Either way, you don't want to live next to that woman. So, hey, a big thanks to Dr. Elise out there talking about Elanco and tapeworms. And once again, spay and neuter your pets and help control the pet population. And if you see something like that crazy woman, please call the police right away. From myself, John Patch.
And Dr. Linda Register.
Lexi Adams.
We say goodbye for now. This is Talkin' Pets.
The views and opinions expressed on Talkin' Pets are those of the hosts, guests, and callers, and are not necessarily those of this station, its management, or other hosts or advertisers. The show is for entertainment purposes only and is not intended to treat, diagnose, and/or claim any cure of disease or condition based on advice or recommendations from the host, veterinarian, trainer, or pet product manufacturer, but rather suggests that the audience use this information to consult with their existing pet specialist.